Time to check in with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. And Bill, looks like we've got at least some modest gains ahead of that big USDA report today.
Yeah, we do. I think we've got nearly mixed conditions in anticipation of today's USDA supply demand or quarterly grain stocks numbers. They're due out noon Eastern time today, so that could be a little bit of a marketing influence. Current prices show December corn up about 1 3/4 at 390 3/4. March corn is up 401 1/4, up a penny and a half. And July next summer is at 413 1/4, also up about a penny and a half. And the soybean complex, November beans up 6 3/4 at 891. December meal at 308 1/2, up $3 a ton. And December oil, 2760, down about 9. In the wheat markets, Chicago wheat, 502, down 1 3/4. Kansas City wheat, 492 3/4, also down 2. And Minneapolis wheat, 518 3/4, down a penny and a half. Hog market's expected to be a touch better. Cattle market mildly defensive. Got December hogs currently at 67.22, up 20. And December cattle, 134.55, up 40. Feeder cattle are up about $1.45, currently trading the October contract at 182.30. Stock market mildly higher, and the dollar market is also a touch higher. Looking back at our news coming in this morning, hogs trading near highs for the move and appear to have reached our meaningful resistance level up around the 50-week moving average at $67 basis of the D's. Cattle trade remains defensive as the futures market's challenged by a cash market that generally trades $3 to $4 below the board. Crude continues to consolidate in what appears to be a pennant pattern on the charts. Our expectations for an upside breakout should develop over time with an objective comfortably above $50. With regards to the quarterly grain stocks numbers due out later on today, general expectations for the corn stocks to be crowding about 1.74 billion bushels, soybean stocks to be at about 205 million bushels, and wheat stocks to be at 2.15 billion bushels. Of these numbers, we are probably most influential, should be the bean number, is by far the tightest and could affect the additional adjustments of what we perceive to be an overestimation of last year's soybean crop. Midweek here, corn charts, we've taken out last week's highs, opening the door for an uptrend bar on the charts, but the advance appears to be on hold until we get additional news. Yield numbers appear to be softening a touch, but corn harvest has slowed in favor of bean harvest in many areas. The 200-day moving average up around $4, coupled with the high of posted in mid-September up around 395, appear to be the present resistance. Support seems to be down around 381 to 385, which is rising moving averages. Beans, behaving similar to corn as we approach midweek. Numbers today will have the ability to spur the market a little bit higher, but as soon as the numbers are seen, the next market glance should be towards harvest progress and weather forecasts. One side note is about China this morning is that for the next week they're going to be on holiday, so export news, while possible, is not expected. Wheat trade estimates pretty choppy as we appear to be following the European market influences. A headline this morning is that Russian Prime Minister signed an order to cut export taxes, but that has yet to add much pressure to the market. Domestic planting intentions should solidify about mid-October. The market remains near three-week highs. Resistance around 520 basis. The December was tested earlier this week with an advance to 515 and appears to be holding. Peripheral news continues to be the speculation of the Fed interest rate, possibility of raising interest rates, and growing concern that another government shutdown due to debt ceiling issues could occur. Thanks. This is Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.